I'm spinning around.
It says we're, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
So selfish.
Okay. What a selfish thing, just for you to spin around and no one else.
We're just sitting here not moving.
I know.
Wheels on fire, rolling down the road. Best notify my next of kin. This will surely explode.
This is Wheels on Fire, an absolutely fabulous podcast.
I'm Cooper, a super fan since season one.
I'm Leo. I've seen the early episodes hundreds of times, but I don't know the later ones quite so well.
And I'm Peter. I was a casual viewer over the years, but it's been great watching them with fresh eyes and friends and getting fully immersed in the show's true genius.
So pour yourself a glass of champagne, sweetie, and join us as we revisit another fabulous episode.
We're spinning around.
Get out of our way.
Oh, God. Not more Kylie references. Save those for season four, darling.
Prepare to enter the extended, absolutely fabulous multiverse, sweetie, in this very special edition of Wheels on Fire.
It's been 4 years since Ab Fab's last shout, and somewhere in an alternate dimension, the girls are living parallel lives.
The whole gang's here to try something new, but will this pilot take off?
Welcome on board AF Air. I will be your purser.
Please, no more Kylie references.
Sorry, sweetie, we know you like her.
This is Mirrorball.
Jesus Christ, we are here.
What a palaver this is. This better be worth it, / it's not.
We said we were coming back to do this episode, and here we are.
We did, on the last episode, say, shall we get together and do Mirrorball?
Well, I feel like when we said it, we were a bit unsure, but we've decided to do it.
Oh, is it one of those things that what you say you're going to do is not necessarily what you're going to do?
We don't owe you nothing.
Yeah. When you said you were going to do Mirrorball, didn't mean you were actually going to do Mirrorball, but here
but
we are.
But it did, so
I think it's a good idea to see kind of what the girls wanted, or, you know, because the last shout was meant to be the last shout.
Hold up. There are going to be people out there who don't even know what Mirrorball is.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah. So, let's just set the scene.
And I'm raising my hand because I'm one of them.
But you're the one with the stats.
The stats that I have are for season four, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you have no stats for this.
I didn't do anything for this because we said we were going in raw, blind.
Okay. Oh!
Okay, so The Last Shout aired in 1996. That should have been the true final end of Ab Fab. After the end, everyone wanted them to come back, do some more. They did The Last Shout, part one or part two. That's it. However, 4 years later, come back. Everyone wants more Ab Fab.
It's a new millennium.
It's a new millennium. Mm-hmm. The 2000s. Mm-hmm. People want more. But Jen's like, we've done Ab Fab. It's finished. I'm going to give y'all wanted a twist, eh?
Y'all wanted a twist.
This is Mirrorball, and that's what this is.
I've got a Mirrorball spinning around inside my head.
Do you guys even know what the premise is? Because I've seen it once.
I don't think I want to know. I think I want to just let it unfold.
No. Right. Yeah, it's worth saying that. We have not... Cooper, you've seen this.
A long time. I know the premise, and I remember where the scene is, and I remember the characters vaguely.
It was a long time ago.
Just felt like watching Multiverse Madness.
If I'm being like fully honest, I feel like I might start watching this and be like, oh yeah, I have seen it. But I can't remember it.
I definitely have not seen it.
I think I remember that it existed at the time, but I don't know.
I don't even think I knew. I think you told me about it, Cooper, when I got with you and we were like, oh, you know, I love Ab Fab. Like, that was unique for gay people. You know, oh my God, we've got something in common. And then you said, have you ever seen Mirrorball? And I never had. And we never got around to watching it together. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to watch it now. Peter and I have never seen it. This is a Wheels on Fire reacts.
Live reaction podcast.
To Mirrorball.
Take it away.
Okay, so the first thing I noticed with the title...
Like Strictly Come Dancing.
It's like a combination of Strictly Come Dancing combined with the feeling of it, for me, is a bit like 2 pints of lager or like Nevermind the Buzzcocks or that sort
that
of energy.
That Qatari-esque music.
A bit more Britpop laddie.
Yeah.
Rather than the giving the gays what they want.
Rather the 60s, 70s hippie vibe, true. Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
We're in a bed set. We're in some sort of flat.
A flat. Yeah. There's a fireplace, there's a messy bed, there's a chair, and some kind of shonky wooden armchair.
Weird armchair.
And just knickknacks everywhere. Look, a head on the fireplace and busts.
Like yeah. And dream catchers.
Very yeah. weird, very
a lot of
dark.
Shit on those
dingy.
Shelves. That shelf by the fireplace is full of crap.
So Jen's dressed in this floor length cardigan type thing. Actually, that's the sort of thing you'd see girls walking around wearing now.
Yeah.
She's very of the time though. It's a very 2000. Yeah.
Do you want to know her name?
Yes.
Her name is Vivian Keel.
Vivian Keel.
Is it Keel? Vivian Keel, darling.
Oh. Vivienne. The Vivienne.
The Vivienne.
Oh, she's the Vivienne. And yes. She has short, like a short, choppy bob.
Mm.
It's not Edina Monsoon.
We are not in Kansas anymore.
Mm-mm. Or Holland Park, darling.
Or Holland Park.
This looks like some bed sit. I mean, that is a bed on the floor, is it? This is... And it will all unravel when you watch it. These are the type of people that would live in this house.
Okay.
Oh, stop. Oh,
look, somebody's there.
No, look at the door.
Oh, my God.
What? Is that like, there's
Leon's
like someone.
Leon's favourite thing.
Yeah, like someone bent over with really good calf muscles. Bumhole. And an exposed bum hole. Is that like the peephole you look through?
Oh, I bet
for the door,
it is.
That's
gross.
The joke.
So the peephole you would look through the front door to see who's outside your front door is the anus of this person bending over. And there's a dirty protest brown poo
smudge. Oh, I didn't notice that bit. Wow.
It's grim.
This is the salt on the senses. And there's somebody asleep on the floor, who Vivian has just kicked, but we're not sure who
that
is.
Yeah, someone asleep on the floor. It's like a student house.
Isn't it?
Very student. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to guess this is Safi.
Do you reckon?
I'm going to guess this is Julius.
Who
Valhalla.
Is under the covers?
Just because I can see the dark hair.
See, because I've got my AbFab head on, I'm expecting any minute Vivian to go... Get up, bubble, darling,
yes.
Bubble.
Yes, yeah.
She's not going to.
I don't have a clue who it could be under there. I've forgotten.
Did you just kick me in the head?
Yeah, I thought it was your feet.
Oh, okay. See?
Plot points emerge.
Yes.
So Vivian is some sort of performer.
Yeah. Mm.
She's got an audition today, but she's got a stiff back. And it seems as though Julia Swahalahalahala is more of a peer rather than a
daughter.
Right. What's Julia Sawala's name in this?
Mm-hmm. So you think she's a peer?
Well, a peer is in, like, she's definitely not playing her daughter here. I feel like she's going to be like a friend.
Her name is Frieda Keel.
Oh, sisters.
So,
oh.
Sisters.
Vivian is wearing ballet pumps, so maybe she's a dancer.
Oh, dancer, darling.
Or ex-dancer.
Yeah, or whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Baby Jane.
Safi's... I call her Safi. What's her name? Frieda has the same sort of hair as Safi does. Maybe a little bit more volume to it, do you think?
It's had something done to it. Safi doesn't do anything to her.
Bit more mousse.
Brush it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
You stop dancing full out for 10 years and this happens. Look at my hands, bunch of bananas.
Immediately, as Frieda is rubbing Vivian's back, it's the, oh God. It's just Edina Monsoon
it's
straight
Edina.
Through. Mm. And it's really difficult for me to hear the Edina lines come through because Jennifer
is Edina.
Well, yeah. It's just what you're used to.
Yeah,
Julia's like, changed her voice significantly. Different. That's not Safi. That is a different person.
Yeah, Jennifer hasn't really.
Well, you should exercise more.
I do exercise.
It's interesting that she says you need to exercise more and not take exercise. Because in AbFab, they always said take exercise.
We've moved on. We've moved on.
Is Julia Sawala actually a yoga person? Because that seems like a pretty advanced pose.
Mm.
Do you reckon she does yoga? And then Jen was like, I'll do one of your moves. Yeah. And I'll write that in.
You should do yoga.
Oh, you can really see, like, that is an advanced. Look how far Frieda's hands are going. Yeah,
I'd definitely be Vivian there. I'm not very flexible.
Did they ring? Did you get that sitcom?
They've given it to Carol Vorderman.
Oh!
So, standard for French and Saunders, a celeb bash. And the first victim is Vorderman and her numbers.
And she got the job over... Well, did she get the job over Freya?
Frieda.
She turned it down because it wouldn't stretch her.
Carol Vorderman, she would have still been doing Countdown around this time, or is she long gone?
Is Carol Vorderman an actress, though?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But who knows what the job was? Oh, she did.
It was a sitcom.
Or maybe...
Sitcom. It was a sitcom.
Okay. Maybe she was just playing herself.
I mean, she looks darn good. Well, she was in the news
Why would
yesterday.
They even audition Frieda if it was just Carol Vorderman? They'd probably just give it to Carol Vorderman.
True.
I feel like, maybe the joke is that they give it to someone who's not an actress.
Ah.
It's a load of shit.
Do you want me to go over your pieces with you?
No, I know them. I always do them.
Yes, maybe that's why you haven't worked for 5 years.
So we're now aware that there is tension between the characters.
There's a sibling
Aren't
rivalry.
They are sisters,
yeah.
They are sisters.
They're both performers. One's more of a dancer, one's more of an actor. And there's this role that they potentially both want. Vivian's kept it under her hat, but now Frieda's got wind of it.
Mm. It's the mother in Angela's Ashes, the musical.
What's Angela's Ashes?
It's like a miserable story about set in Ireland.
Yeah.
I had the furniture warehouse advert.
So you know when Vivian says she had the furniture Nature Warehouse advert. So she obviously had some like dancing gig on that a couple of years ago, and that's all she's done in the last 5 years. It's like those adverts. We were saying this the other day, Peter. You know how some adverts are obsessed with just having like random, generic, maniacal dancers in them? You know, and it looks like they're like actors, but they can dance. So they put them in front of, you know, a DFS sofa and she's like, do a few spins.
Yeah.
Do a flip. Yeah. And that's the advert.
Over the sofa.
Yeah, like that's meant to sell it to us.
It works.
Oh, it does. That was Vivian.
It was nothing to do with my performance.
Your sofa from DFS?
Mine's from Furniture Village.
Oh, Furniture Warehouse.
I'm nearly close. Is Furniture Village posh? I don't think so.
I think it's posher than DFS.
Yeah. Well, it was back
on
in the day.
On a scale, I would probably say Furniture Village is posher than DFS. Oh. And then the bottom end is...
Oh, that one...
Down on it.
No. It's got like the heart.
SCF.
Logo.
No, that's Love Fab Sofas.
Fab Sofas.
That's low. And then the other one's SCS, the one who had that bird from Coronation Street. Sit down on it. Sit down on it.
The blonde. Bear Sweeney.
Stolen Comfy Sofas. SCS.
No, is that what it stands for?
No, hardly.
I thought you meant like stolen as S. Like a stolen sofas.
They put someone else's mouth on it.
They morphed somebody else's mouth on it.
Oh my God. Oh. Reference.
The total reference here is the Carpet Madness joke, which is coming.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet. Spoiler alert. But when they morph the mouth. So Vivian's obviously got the part, but then they morphed her mouth over...
Joanna Lumley's voice saying, sale starts Friday.
Yeah.
But maybe the sale was going to start Thursday when they filmed it, and then they changed it to Friday, so they had to morph someone's mouth over the top of it.
So Jen must have seen something in real life that had a morphed mouth on that made her laugh, and...
Shoved it and everything.
Yeah.
Shoving that mouth everywhere.
She was like, I'm going to put it in Mirrorball. And then no one watched Mirrorball and it didn't get picked up. And I'm like, well, I'm going to use that joke again. Let's put it in that Fab season 4.
Jokes.
Yeah.
The way she rubs the lens of the arsehole. So Vivian's gone to the door. She can hear some sort of like...
She heard a noise. Some sort of like...
Some chanting or something, and she goes to the door and she rubs the lens before she looks through the sphincter peephole in the door.
Being the lens
the
is
the asshole.
The lens being the bumhole. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. People won't if you don't explain.
Oh, should I be more vivid about what she's doing?
Be more vivid about what Vivian's doing. Yeah.
She'll come off it with a brown ring around her eye.
So Vivian's now got her face right up against the door, i.e. right up against the bum hole that's being pulled open. Look how the hands are pulling the cheeks apart.
Really stretching the cheeks.
This is like my, as you know, Peter, my worst type of picture to receive on the apps is someone doing this.
That is the picture you
mine,
see
though, fans. Just
everywhere. Just open Twitter and you will see that pose. That picture, is the standard Twitter pose.
I'm going to screenshot that picture for the stories and just be like, guess what's going on?
Jackie!
So Vivian's calling out Jackie because she thinks that's who's making the chanting noises. And I feel like the Jackie sounds very Joanna Lumley-esque. So is this another actor friend, another creative type?
Doing their vocal exercises,
doing their morning
maybe a
vocal
singer.
Warm-ups. Yeah.
And there's an interesting directorial choice here where Vivian stood on the balcony and the camera pans down to the flat below to like let us know they all live in this block.
It's a fun little block.
Yeah.
Is that you, hon?
Yeah.
Oh, look who it is. So they're just having a little bit of a ching wag. They're just going through the bits and pieces. But someone's come out of the door. I recognise him. Is that Bryce? He comes back on season 4. You've not seen him yet. So he's on season 4.
So she must have liked the performance he gave in this and thought, I'll bring him back in season 4. But it is Patsy, aka this is Jackie, who's just come out of the flat below and stood on the balcony.
Oh, sorry, didn't talk about that bit.
So another performer, more than just an actress, because she reads
Frida
for being just an actress. She's not a performer. And also we learn that Frida doesn't actually live with Vivian. She's just staying because she says, oh, Frida's here. She's going to help me, which implies she's not there all the time.
Yeah. And so Jackie is like, she says that she's not an entertainer. It's like entertainer, Kylie, an entertainer. Yeah. An all-rounder. Can do it all.
So Jackie's going to pop up to help her run her pieces for the audition.
Yeah. What does that mean? Like, rehearse?
Rehearse.
Oh, Frida's here. She's going to do my pieces with me. Oh, then I better come up.
So Bryce reads Jackie.
Are they partners? They live together.
Husband and wife.
I thought it was like a singing coach.
But when he says come inside, he just seems like he lives there. Like
come back in.
Come back in. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if we've got enough information.
No, I just got the vibe that he's helping her go through her runs.
Yeah.
Tim Walton as Bryce Mitchell. Jackie's last name is Riviera.
Okay, in this freeze so frame, in this freeze frame, Vivian looks like Harry Potter.
Expecto Patronum.
Yeah, and Jackie looks like one of the teachers at Hogwarts. Mm. You know,
yeah, very that
Dumbledore, because it's like Phoenixy.
And not seeing her with a beehive is, yeah,
mm. Yeah, I like it.
So she's very. She's a lot more. Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, more true to who she actually is.
This was like based on like Jennifer Saunders and Harriet and that lot. Like could them be. Like hanging out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like rehearsing and going to auditions and doing all that.
Out of work.
Must be part of it. Because they went to drama school and stuff together, didn't they? Yeah.
Writing things, auditioning for things.
Just jobbing, working, trying to make it big.
Yeah.
Never marry your manager.
Also sort of both.
Apology accepted. So sort of both. Yeah.
It says they're married, but they've got different names, so they mustn't have kept.
Oh, well, very modern.
Because she's not going to change her name from Riviera,
but then she's a performer.
Yeah, this could be her performance name. Yeah.
Did you read anything about Jesus in that Bible?
So we're back in Vivian's flat, and she seems to be running her lines with her sister. But the accent she's doing, it's supposed to be like Southern Belle. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Is it meant to be Irish?
Well, see...
Sounds like Southern Belle.
She's definitely not Irish, but it might be that the part she's doing for the audition is Southern Belle, rather than it being from the actual Angela's Ashes, the musical.
It's all over the place.
But whatever it is, it's not, she's crossing the Atlantic with every syllable.
But he's an agent, he must have other people on his books, why doesn't he send them on the road?
He's only got me and Dora Vermouth.
Has he?
Who the fuck's Dora Vermouth? Dora
Vermouth, I think we're about to find out.
Oh, do we find out?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like if this got picked up for a season, then we find out who Dora Vermouth is, but apparently we're going to find out in the pilot.
You're going to cheer.
I love how Jackie...
It's going to be Gin Horrocks, right? Who have we got?
I'm not telling you nothing.
Oh, no.
Just press play.
No, okay, my prediction is, because it's me and Dora from the same, he's only got a couple left, so it's going to be Nan, it's Gran.
I think Gran.
Some ageing actress.
Yeah, Dora Vermouth, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how Jackie walks in like a leather outfit, leather biker pants, and the backing of her waistcoat is in leather, and she's all dressed head to toe in black. It's a good look.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a little bit like her Halloween look in AbFab. Oh my God, something really... A weird link to AbFab.
Yeah.
This is quite weird. Look just over Vivian's shoulder. There's a picture, a sort of Renaissance picture.
Oh, the Renaissance picture.
But that's the exact pose of the picture that I put Jen Adina's face in on the podcast.
Yes.
Which one? Where?
What? Look, that picture. Oh, yeah. See Jesus like that. Mm. I put a picture of Adina onto the head and shoulders of that on the Wheels on Fire pod page.
Oh. Check on Instagram.
Yeah.
All the pictures there. There must be an artist there as well.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like she's just like, she does whatever takes her at the time. Yeah.
This isn't working. Why don't you just put the text down?
Julia's face is beat. We've never seen Julia Sawala wear this much makeup.
It's not beat well, but it's beat.
It's kind of clown. It's stage makeup.
Stage makeup, yeah.
I want to know who this woman is, how fast her heart is beating.
It's Susan Sarandon.
And she's definitely giving the better advice out of her and Jackie, because Jackie's telling her to sparkle and brighten up when she's doing some sad little monologue.
He gave them a power.
Sparkle!
Do we need to take Julia's advice?
What's that?
Don't tell me the plot. Tell me what you're feeling as we watch it.
I'm feeling like I went to drama school and to college.
I did
for 3 years after I left school because I thought I'd find some meaning in it. And doing these exercises, what they're about to do, it just makes me feel cringe. I know it's like,
Don't tell me the plot. I want to know what you're feeling.
Do you remember when we went to that audition? So a few years ago.
A few years ago. It was like 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago. So Cooper's friend, who's like a model booker, he said, I've got this job across my desk and they need a couple of blokes for it. Like, why don't you two
for
go
for a mobile phone company.
I think I remember
that.
You
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, we're like, all right.
Oh my God.
Paid job. Cringe around?
It's so cringe. Cringe.
Are they still looking for someone?
And so we went to this audition and we sat there, and then in the waiting area there's all these like actors like this with their, you know, really more mummy like really preparing, and we went in and you stood in front of the camera and he was like, okay guys, so what I want you all to do is like pretend that you're all like jumping for a, you know, a ball that's floating above you all, and you know, you say yeah and jump at the camera. That's like, I don't know.
Did you even try, or did you just give up?
We didn't
thinking about. It's just like,
this is not us.
And so I think we ruined the other people's chances because it was a group challenge. We had to kind of
fucking it up.
We had to be friends, like taking photos on this new phone, or it was kind of like that.
Yeah, ad lib about the new features on the phone and talk to each other about what's on there. And I was just like, fuck me dead. I'm like 35 years old. This is not.
It wasn't for an iPhone either, so I couldn't relate. It was for a Huawei. I was like, are you concerned about, you know, China's security on this phone? That's how I feel when I'm acting this part.
I don't want it.
It's not a life you wish to return to.
Well, if Big Brother auditions,
you just
want
to be plucked. You don't want to have to audition.
No, I don't want to be on telly anymore. I think it's, you end up like this lot.
Maybe that's why you haven't worked for 5 years.
You want to be Carol Vorderman and just given the part.
What's this lot? Rich and successful?
They're not rich and successful.
No, in this they're not.
Oh, I thought you meant the actresses. I mean, Jen and John Lumley. Jesus, I think they're doing all right, Cooper.
These lot aren't. I meant the characters. Oh, yeah. The characters aren't doing so well.
Do something light. Not everyone wants to leave the theatre feeling like suicide.
Do you, Pete? What? You're a theatre goer.
But do I ever want to go and come out feeling like suicide?
Yeah, is that how you want to
feel? Yeah, I want to get taken through the ringer.
Yeah.
I want to be like...
Oh, sorry?
In front of everyone. I want to be like destroyed at the theatre. Yeah.
Sorry? Peter was banged in four braces.
Jesus.
Yeah, I like it.
Is this what happens at the theatre these days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You turn the lights off. Yeah.
You don't just want to be like lightly amused. You don't just want to watch.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to be like uplifted. I want to feel euphoric, but I want to have been through the hard work to get there. Yeah.
What is the play to see to really put you through that?
Like, more recently that I've had an emotional reaction would be Dear Evan Hansen.
Is that the one you want to go and see again?
Yeah, that's the one I want to see again in the next 3 weeks before it closes.
Another place you can die in.
Weren't you on the poster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, that old thing. Oh,
you're one of this lot, but successful.
I know, right? Yeah. I've been featured on a West End poster.
Peter comes skipping into the council flat. I booked the poster, guys! Guys.
Oh,
I've opened that volley.
Oh, I've only ever featured in a West End toilet as a phone number.
Oh, no. You probably got more action, though, than me, though, from it.
Your acting muscle is so flabby, only a huge amount of work will tighten it.
Oh. Background.
So Frida is Rada, darling. A bit of background.
No, I was thinking when Frida mentions, she's like, do you want to take the advice of, what does she say?
Oh, an ex-junkie, sorry.
But ex-junkie Hefner playmate. So Jackie was obviously like a bit of a...
I was never a playmate.
Playboy girl.
Getting her tits out, a bit of a glamour girl.
Yeah, she's lived that life. She's been in the grotto at the Playboy mansion, on the arm of Hef, all of that stuff. So, you know, she's lived a life and now she's in this flat in wherever in London.
And I feel like this dynamic is a little ab-fabby because we've got Jackie who's like bigging up Vivian, you know, saying, come on, you've got this. And then Frida... sort of saying that you're a bit shit and you need, who you're going to listen to, this old bitch, you're going to listen to me. She's the SWAT.
The ghost of AbFab
is heavy haunting with us. Yeah. It's haunting in that house. Funny thing about the Rada thing, I remember meeting my English teacher at Haley Shopping Centre in Aylesbury where I grew up, which was shit. And I remember seeing her and I'd been out of school now for maybe 3 years. And you know when you see your teacher, you want to big yourself up saying you're doing all sorts of things.
God,
I said I was going to Rada. I was at Amersham College doing drama. But you know when you just want to big yourself up, and I lied to her face. And her daughter or someone was there, and she was like, oh my God, Rada, amazing. As if I was going to Rada.
And just go, I don't want to talk about it any further.
But did you cry about your life afterwards when you just had to lie?
No, I just remember walking off and going,
if they loved me in Chicago, I was in Chicago.
Oh my God. This is epic. Patsy, I mean, Jackie looks absolutely fucking amazing. She looks like she's at the Matrix. Stomping down this street in London with a long floor-length coat on. Black boots, black leather trousers. She looks absolutely phenomenal.
Vivian looks like a refugee from Ukraine.
She does.
Well, she's channeling Irish mother because that's the part she's going to. Right. Yeah. And they're talking about getting the Irish brogue.
Oh, she's probably got some taters in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Frida looks nice.
I mean, I'm seeing beige queef, but there's a little lilac in there as well.
Yeah, a bit of red on the shoulder.
And a maroon scarf.
But just this... outdoor shot where they're walking down the street. I like it.
Yeah, Jackie has a confidence about her that we're enjoying.
Do we know who directed this? It's not Plowman, is it? Because
no.
This isn't the sort of shot we ever got in Abfab.
It actually is Jennifer's husband.
Oh,
yeah. It was directed by Adrian and written by Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, I like this shot.
You like it? Yeah. You appreciate it?
I do.
Time to burn it to you.
How's your Southern Irish accent?
I feel
Peter?
Like her. Well, hers is spot on. I can. Top of the morning to you.
Very good.
Very method getting into character right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Jackie Riviera. We love you. We loved you in Chicago.
Queens.
We have a little bit of a gay queen moment.
So Jackie's obviously got a gay following.
Yes.
It's a bit clearly. Of an icon.
Yeah. What was she in Chicago?
No, they think she was.
If they think she was in, if they liked her in Chicago, she was in Chicago.
I wonder what she was really in then.
Yeah.
She's probably like, maybe like working the door. Yeah, I mean, she could have been Roxy Hart. I could see her being Roxy Hart.
Yeah.
Well, she only has three notes, but they seem to imply that she used to have more.
Yeah. You used to have a good range, didn't you? Yeah, more than three notes, wasn't it?
Uh-oh. Who's that singing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jane Horrocks. Sort of singing.
Jane Horrocks.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Jane.
Is that Sonia?
This is going to be like Bonnie Tyler. Or Bonnie Langford.
Oh, Bonnie Langford.
That's it. I meant Bonnie Langford, not Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Langford. Bonnie Langford was in Harriet's Post yesterday. They were at like a market or something.
Yeah.
It just says as herself in the credit.
Bonnie Langford.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bonnie.
An absolute institution.
I thought it was Sonia because of the big hair, but yeah.
And she's being extra as far.
She's got the pipes, isn't she?
Yeah. She's got more than three notes.
She's got the range.
Yeah. How was I?
Oh.
We'll call you.
Bonnie's like, I smashed it, didn't I?
Oh, don't ask them for direct feedback.
You don't do that, do you?
Well, why would you want to?
Because she's so certain she smashed it.
Yeah. She knows, she's got a confidence.
It's not what they're looking for.
It's all about the confidence. How good it was. Yeah, I mean, if she's auditioning for Angela's Ashes, the music was probably not the energy.
She's giving full South Pacific.
She's giving full, like, bringing the curtain down. So before Bonnie's even collected her pile of music, before she's even got off the stage, the director has called her from where they've been watching the audition to tell her that she's not got it. Savage.
That's brutal.
Savage. They're bastards, but hey, break a leg.
Brutal.
They've mugged you off, darling.
That's really funny.
They've mugged you off, darling.
Yeah. That's actually really funny.
And did you notice the phone she's got? It's like a Nokia 8210. The little, like, really
iconic
cool red one that everyone had.
Nice.
She'll be playing Snake on the trumpet. Mm,
yeah, she will be.
Who is it? You did Helmut Stamm.
There is Jane in a black bob.
Want to know her name?
Yeah.
Yeta Hippestam.
Oh, God.
Is she going to be from Eastern Europe?
She looks a bit, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, severe. God.
Yeah, the haircut, the colours, the dark features.
I'm braced for an accent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I have been very busy on a matter for the present time.
Is this going to be a performance from Yeta, aka Jane, having done Little Voice, so she's going to give us performance?
Probably,
because she's ready for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, show us the way to the next whiskey bar.
She's giving us Icelandic. I'm getting Bjork.
Yeah.
It's giving me, like, Eurovision. You know, there's always one Eurovision song like that that's very, like, aggressive. Former Eastern Bloc country, giving severe fringe.
It's a little bit cabaret. It's definitely leaning towards Germany that she started singing.
So Eddie, Vivian, is very method. She's got her full outfit on. She's ready to give a performance, not only in voice, but also in embodiment and look.
Yeah, Jackie has encouraged her to take a couple of puffs of a cigarette, which apparently is the Fosse technique, and then pushed her out on the stage and told her to sparkle. My prediction for this audition is they're going to love it.
Do you think she'll bring the house down?
Because they've hated the previous two. It would just be boring if they hated this one as well.
Everybody.
I feel like we're expected to think she's going to bomb, but they're going to love it.
Yeah.
I think.
Because it's going to be, like, quite raw and
it's
weak,
gonna be a
maybe.
Bit, yeah, it's just going to be a bit demure, a bit like, and they're going to love it.
Finally knowing the one that I wanted was you.
Jackie's like, oh, hold on a second. Oh,
interesting choice.
She turned in the party.
I mean, that was an amazing performance. I think she nailed it.
Her stretching earlier clearly played off because she was whipping her leg over that chair like it was going out of fashion. Yeah.
To you. Yes. Angela of the Ashes.
Yes, I got a job.
Who's sitting at the table?
Harriet.
Oh, so we have a scene change. We're in a pub.
Yeah.
And that is Kat Rogers.
Kat Rogers is sitting with Frida, the manager.
And there's someone else there just behind Elvis. Can you see that little bit of...
Oh, that's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
Grant.
June Whitfield.
June Whitfield.
Yeah, Dora Vermouth.
Can I get you another quick drink, Dora?
I don't know if I should.
So Dora, obviously... worked in this play for many, many years and went from being the young ingenue, the main lead character, the mother of the main lead character, just some side character as she aged.
Oh, that's sad.
She made every part the lead.
She did.
And she's obviously earned him a little bit of money because he's still taking care of her and buying her drinks.
Yeah. I enjoyed my years in those roles.
The bloke behind the bar who's drying the glasses is giving me vibes of, you know, the priest in Poltergeist. Isn't he? Look, he's got a touch of the Crypt Keeper about him.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
What is she doing?
She's a laptop dancer.
That's like a grand line.
Yeah, it's a total grand line. A laptop dancer.
So she's trying to get her daughter apart, and then when it's being recast, and she's saying she's a laptop dancer because she's gone a bit off the rails. Mm. I mean, that's sort of now, OnlyFans, is that laptop dancers?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Dancer. Open it up and see a little bit of dancing.
I got the job!
Champagne, darling.
We have a through line. Yeah, we've kept the champagne.
Champagne for Vivian.
Vivian got the role. Yeah. She got the job. Amazing work.
Well, she wants the champagne, but Bryce isn't forking out for that, so she can have the cheapo stuff.
Cheap white wine.
Prosecco wasn't even a thing back then. Oh. There you go. Cheap white wine.
Look at Frida's face. She can't be happy for her because she didn't get it.
No.
Bitch.
Jealous.
Well done. And I'm working too, which is great.
So Kat, aka Harriet, is in the Tony and Cherie Blair musical.
Wasn't there someone who wrote the Tony Blair musical on Come Dine With Me?
It was a real thing, the Tony Blair musical.
Yeah. He was on the best episode of Come Dine With Me ever made. That was the one with
Fahmida.
The bloke from Yorkshire, the woman who had the snake who pooed on the toilet.
Pooed on the table?
Oh, the woman who had the snake. That
Well, that's a well-trained snake.
Yeah. Pooed on the table at dinner. That's like my all-time favourite. And he, the guy, the playwright guy, who wrote Tony Blair the musical.
And he won an award for it.
He did, yeah. So,
So we're not far off the mark.
No.
We've closed.
So poor Kat's show has closed after only 7 people said they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Was that enough to close... Spice Girl.
Ooh, let's not
how many, about, like, because wasn't that forever. Show out and then that oh, went down the hill? Was that around this time?
Viva Forever would have been way after that.
Really? Was it?
Would have been.
Was that in the 2000s?
It would have been, like, I'm going to say 2010.
So what's the story with Viva Forever?
Because that closed quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did Jem write the music for
Jem,
it?
Yeah. No, Jem wrote... She didn't write the music. The music was written by the Spice Girls. sort of the whole point.
The Spice Girls wrote the music?
The Spice Girls wrote all their songs. They never recorded anything they didn't write.
Shut up.
That's the 100% truth.
Oh.
Spice Girls wrote everything.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they did.
Oh. That's why they're minted.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jen wrote a story.
She wrote the book.
The book that wound together the songs into a play.
In air quotes.
Was it? Did you go and see it?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
No.
Oh, you did it?
Oh.
It's fucking awful.
Oh, okay.
When I remember vividly being so excited about it. And then they released like a little synopsis about what the story was. And I remember reading that the lead character... So it was sort of based on... this girl auditioning for an X Factor type show, and then the main girl was called Viva, and I just remember being like,
yeah.
And the main girl was actually she went on to be the baddie in the first Ant-Man movie, you know, Ghost.
I think that was her.
But yeah, it was, and there was a woman, and then her mum had a best friend who like stumbled on stage with a bottle of like booze, blonde, and I'm like, okay, so we're channeling this. It was, and To Become One was this really embarrassing sex scene between two older characters, and it was a complete joke. And then Viva Forever was just this small little number they did in the guitar. Oh. It just wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Oh. And so much like the Tony Blair musical that's just closed.
It's my labour or your labour, Tony!
And it lasted from December 2012 to June 2013.
Oh, God. Wow. That's a short run.
The crew loved it.
Oh.
But seven people in London didn't like it, so they closed the show.
The critics?
No, that was the audience.
When Vivian starts reading Frida, you know, you were just saying, Peter, it's giving kind of Ab Fab energy. The way Jackie is sat behind her giving this sort of smug look as if you're, yeah, go on, Vivian, yeah, read it to Phil. Her. Yeah, it's very Patsy.
I don't do that.
You do do that. You've gone out with every director of every play you've ever been in.
Stop it. See Kat putting whiskers on her face.
My what? Guess, she's going to audition for Cats.
Her name is Kat. Who,
yeah. Or maybe she's that's just her thing.
Whiskers on her face.
Oh God, she'd probably be that. She's like affected. So my name's Kat. So she'd have like whiskers on. Yeah.
I wear cat ears. Cat is whiskers.
But let us not forget that she once took the curtain call as Orphan Annie, still blacked up as one guy named Mo.
So they're reading Kat Harriet, as she walks out.
Harriet would never.
I would never.
Harriet would never black up.
My God.
Not even for Halloween.
Gay summertime rosebuds.
I mean, that's an innuendo if ever I heard some.
Do you do that one?
Every summer is gay summertime rosebuds.
Hampstead Pond, yeah.
There are old boys who come to the show every week just to see my legs.
Oh, no. Everything was going so well.
This is why you don't get drunk and run over a line of cars.
No, this is what Harriet said. I'm a performer. I didn't do dangerous things like skiing because if you broke your leg, you wouldn't be able to do the part.
So they're out partying. And do you think there was in the script it said that they did a line and they just were like, oh, of running across cars. Yes.
The gadget shop gadgetshop being really gross com, out though. There.
They've got a website.
Oh, so Vivian runs across the roof of all the cars, the tops of the cars, and one pulls away. She falls and breaks her leg or does something to it.
It looks like she's not going to be able to do this job.
One day you're in and the next you're out.
Angela may be up in ashes.
Oh. Yeah, she's in a cast or bandaging or something.
No, that's cast. She's not bending it by the looks of it. She's fucked.
Why's Jackie got a collar on?
Oh, she'll be doing a claim. She'll be putting a claim in.
So they got hit by a car.
Yeah, for sure.
Go! No, stop!
That is a brilliant bit of slapstick when they go to cross the road and Vivian's crutches go down the drain. She just like collapses in a heap at the side of the road.
Poor Viv.
Not having a good day, no.
It's funny as well. It's kind of original. I've never seen that before. I mean, maybe they got it for someone. Maybe Charlie Chaplin or someone did it, but I feel like that's a good original bit of slapstick.
It could be a very bottom kind of thing because it's her husband.
I bet he came up with
like
it.
It looks quite like aggressive slapstick.
It's probably like, Jen, do this.
Yeah. Because that's something the bottom boys would have done, run over the cars.
Sorry?
How dare you assume?
Gay summertime rosebuds.
I was going to say, we've cut back to... I was going to say the flat, but no, this must be...
Stevie's flat.
This must be, Jackie's. We're downstairs at Jackie's.
Oh.
Do you know what I think you might be good at? I think you might both be good at.
Yeah.
Presenting.
So is that like the lowest of the... that's low.
That's lower than security guard. That's
lower than security guard, being a presenter.
They're clearly not impressed with that suggestion from Frida.
You've gone back on tour again. Maybe we'd have a couple of bob.
Can we go on tour if you've crashed the car?
Is this how Peter feels when he comes to stay with us?
100%.
One of our rads.
I just sit there staring off in the oblivion for
in that wicker chair.
Jackie and Bryce clearly have a tumultuous relationship and they've got a long history of trying to make it and just never succeeding and always ploughing money into new project after new project.
Any day it might happen. Any day. I mean, that's the thing about life. You can't plan it. I mean, it just might happen any day. The important thing is to live every second until. Just not let life be boring.
There is a good message here.
Yeah, really good message. I love this moment because it's a bit... It's the Patsy Eddie toilet moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if this show was to continue, this is where they would have those moments on the wicker chair outside on the porch. On the balcony, It's a very bit we're reflecting and
What do you think about that sentiment?
It could happen any day. Happen any day, so you just have to not be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally wholeheartedly agree with that.
Just enjoy every moment because the thing can happen at
any
minute.
That could be good or bad because if you're an actor and you're not making it, then it could happen any day. You have to keep going.
Yeah. It's funny because we were talking about this, or I was thinking about it on Instagram because somebody who was receiving an award did the whole, you've just got to keep believing. And if I did it, you can do it. And if you believe in good things, they will come to you.
You were ranting
and
about that bullshit.
Well, I was thinking about like people who want to be performers or whatever, and they're maybe not that good. And these celebs who've got all the prizes and awards, tell them just keep going, but maybe it won't come for everyone. But
well, it won't come for everyone,
but it does come for some of them.
But yeah, it definitely won't come if you don't try.
That's true.
It's like those guys who get awards for being featured on an Instagram page. Keep trying, you'll get featured. I was featured on. Peter's like, what is that? You don't follow the bear page.
Hashtag things I don't care about.
Nor should you.
Just call it Riviera's. That's rather good, Riviera's. Like a nightclub.
There's a glimpse
of what is going to happen.
There's a mirror ball. There's a dream sequence. Well, a hint of a dream sequence. Yeah. There's a bar. There's a club called Riviera.
Was that a dream sequence or a foreshadowing of the future?
Well, a future that we will never see.
Oh, I think so. Obviously, this was the preamble and the setup for how they got this nightclub, Riviera's.
I was thinking, where's the mirror ball come into this? Because she did say she would. Well, she say she was disco something.
Disco Follies 77.
She did like the disco ball. Exchange or something, didn't she? Right. So she might have been like a disco diva. Disco diva.
Come here. You're supposed to charge people. This isn't a party.
So Bryce bought a bar, but he bought the bar.
The down and out bar. Mm.
Yeah, it's not really a nightclub, is it?
And Jackie's loving it up, just giving away drinks like they're going out of fashion. She's got like a full bottle of champagne for the piano player.
Do you want to top up?
So Vivian hasn't told the director that she's broken her leg.
She's keeping up appearances.
She's not going to be able to do the show.
No, I mean, her leg is not going to be healed by Monday.
But how long does a show take to do? Obviously, she's not just going to go and start the show on Monday. She might be able to rehearse and take months.
Yeah. There might be a couple of table reads she could get through. Maybe she'll be all right.
All ready to start on Monday?
A coiled spring of Irish misery, yeah.
She's going to kick them in the face.
She's going to do it with the wrong leg.
Oh, no.
She's going to do it with the wrong leg.
Gran's got some pipes on her.
Gran's a beautiful voice.
What a lovely song.
Reminds me of our Sunday playlist.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I feel like the premise, if this was going to go forward, is this bar. The whole thing maybe developing into a club.
This bar was the Addie's Kitchen. Yeah. I feel like that's going to be the Addie's Kitchen.
Do you know what? I went into this viewing with very low expectations of Parable. Because I knew its history
and it never
of
got
being
picked up.
A pilot not being picked up, I thought, oh, it's just going to be this really not funny, crappy show where they try and get together in the... I thought that was really funny.
That's
I really
right.
enjoyed
yeah,
it. It was good. A good watch, yeah. That's
if that had been an ongoing series, I probably would have watched it. Mm-hmm. We laughed quite a lot here.
We did. There was some good
slapstick. Some new dimensions.
The ghost of Ab Fab hangs in the air.
Well, yeah, it's hard to escape it. It's the same cast. But I didn't hear it.
I'm not sure about Bubbles, Jane's character's a bit weird, but I'm sure it would have...
Bubbles a bit weird.
Yeah,
I feel like
I think it would have
progressed
into something.
But again, that's the ghost of Ab Fab. Give her the weirdo character.
Yeah.
You can do the crazy stuff. I liked that there was a nice little message in there. Like we sometimes got with Ab Fab, or we used to pull out of Ab Fab. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
If
nice
you haven't
piece.
Seen Mirrorball, I highly recommend that you go out there, find it, and give it a watch.
If you've got the DVD box set, I think it's on
the
season four extras. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So you can watch it.
Consigned to your DVD extra.
I know.
Also, they've got the Roseanne episode on there as well.
Ooh. What's the Roseanne episode?
They went into Roseanne, Patsy
the characters,
and Eddie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because Roseanne won loads of money. Didn't she win the lottery or something, the lotto in America? And then they mixed with Eddie and Patsy at some do.
Yeah,
something
and they
like
were playing themselves when they were Patsy
bell.
And Eddie.
But obviously a very hammed-up version of themselves that the
American for the American audience, So it wasn't the first time the multiverse has span out and taken them everywhere. But yeah, great,
good for them.
Great fun.
And on that note, can we end how we normally end?
Not at all, darling.
I think we ought to.
No.
It
doesn't feel
right. Just say,
I don't know.
Just say see you later then.
Didn't she say hi? Hun?
Yeah, just like, maybe just like Mirrorball, we'll just end here.
Or maybe we'll end on a note like Gran. And on that note,
cheers, sweetie.
Thanks, darling.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Gay summertime rosebuds.